Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. A chance of rain and snow before 3 p.m. today, cloudy with a high near 36, breezy with a north wind which could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 13. Wind chill values as low as 1 below zero, blustery with a northwest wind, which could gust as high as 32 miles per hour, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 26, wind chill values as low as 2 below. And in the news, Governor Tony Evers announced his official plan on Tuesday to boost state aid to local governments by over $500 million. A week before he is slated to reveal his full two-year budget proposal. Evers' proposal addresses longtime calls from local officials to increase the money available to local governments via a budget provision that would dedicate 20% of the state's sales tax revenue to local governments, an idea first proposed by Republican leaders, and by allowing Milwaukee County and other local governments the option of imposing a higher sales tax. That, according to the Wisconsin Examiner, the proposal to change Wisconsin's shared revenue formula would provide an additional $576 million to local governments in 2024, according to a press release. The additional money would be split between public safety and general fund aid. Under Evers' plan, 43.4% of the total funds, around $250 million, would be allocated for public safety aid, which includes costs to support law enforcement, fire and emergency, medical services, and courts and district attorney's offices. No government would receive less than $10,000 for the public safety aid distribution, according to that press release. Tying shared revenue to a percentage of the state's sales tax would likely allow local governments to see a yearly increase in the amount they receive from the state, since sales tax revenue tends to grow each year. The proposal includes the stipulation that no local government may receive less than 95% of their prior year's allocation. Again, information for this report comes in part and with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. During a post-State of the Union stop in DeForest on Wednesday, President Joe Biden touted his economic plan and said if the previous Congress could work together to pass legislation with bipartisan support, there's no reason the new Congress can't do it. The previous Congress had two Democratic majority chambers, but the House now has a slim Republican majority. Biden spoke on Wednesday at the Laborers International Union of North America Training Center, where he praised investments under the bipartisan infrastructure law, including the purchase of 46 electric buses for Madison and replacing the Wisconsin River Bridge in Columbia County, that according to WisPolitics. During the Wisconsin stop, Biden also slammed U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Oshkosh, as well as U.S. Senator Rick Scott from Florida for proposals he said could lead to cuts in Medicare and Social Security. Johnson has proposed making the safety net program's discretionary spending to require Congress to regularly reauthorize the funds. Now the funding is automatic. Scott has proposed sunsetting all federal legislation after 5 years. Again, this information comes with permission for our use from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.